Podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Oh, we never found out what episode
it is. 22. 22. 22.
I believe you.
I don't.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Monday. It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. And my name's Terry.
Rambozo the Clown.
Rambozo the Clown's got a freak out.
Okay, wow. So we're talking about... it's weird to just come right out and say we're talking about, but that's what we're doing. We're talking about... Who did you say that band was? Hard and Firm?
Hard and Firm.
Okay. So Seth Milstein posted the other day, I'm going to buy a record. What record should I buy? A new album. I said new Monster Magnet. Someone said something about Hard and Firm, and I was oblivious. I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
So they sing about... I don't. So I was doing a binary chord solo... Binary code.
Here. You're going 1001.
Oh, what? Wait, one more time. Do you know what that the binary code is for? Anyway, so I was going to play, I am playing.
Something about the periodic table.
This is Clutch.
Makes no sense.
This is Clutch. I love Clutch. They're a great band. But we were talking about people putting, like, the pie theory, and didn't get to watch that movie, by the way, yet, but I'm going to try.
It's on Netflix anyway, I think. I saw it on there. Pie.
All right. So Hard and Firm is Chris Hardwick.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like him because he's pretty, I found out last week.
Is that what I said?
You did.
Yeah.
And that's when I found out you had an affinity for being gay a little bit.
What?
Just kidding. You said that he was pretty.
No, I said sometimes people don't like pretty comedians.
That's why
kind of counts
a lot of people
you.
Think that girls aren't funny. Not a lot of people, including myself, but like a lot of male comics have this outspoken thing about, oh, girls aren't funny.
Yeah, well, it relates to like the hate towards like Dane Cook. And
you think he's pretty too now?
No, I'm just saying.
That reminds me of The Wire.
Uh-huh.
If you could have Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen to be your slaves.
Well, that was his extreme fantasy, though.
Right,
what
but what guy would you have sex with to get that? And he's like, dude, I'm not gay. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, no, but just, it's hypothetical, dude. I'm not gonna say you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he picks some guy off of a baseball team from
the
80s?
I looked him up because I was watching it online. And
he goes, I feel sorry for him, man.
Yeah.
What was the sympathy for? Just because he
was
the
ugly,
underdog?
He said.
Huh?
He said that the guy was ugly or something like that.
Yeah, he couldn't get laid in a whorehouse or something. So, anyway, before we got off onto The Wire, we were talking about being gay, and before we got on the story of anything today, we were talking about how somebody changed a word to something, what we were talking about. Can you...
Huck Finn.
Huh?
Huck Finn.
Oh, yeah, they changed the N-word to slave. Well, this is related to that in a little bit of a way.
Right.
Hallmark has a new ornament for your sweater. And it says, "Don we now our fun apparel." They have taken the gay out of Deck the Halls. And some of the homosexuals are a little bit upset about it, which is stupid because it doesn't even mean homosexual in the song. It means fun, merryful, cheery. One of those fun. So,
yeah, I don't get it.
They said that they didn't.
That's a right to sell that, though.
I mean, it is their right.
I don't see what the blowback is. I mean,
the blowback is you're changing the words to Christmas carols that were written in the 1800s. Really?
I guess, right?
And the thing is that it comes. It's an ornament that either features or goes on a Christmas sweater, mm-hmm. which we all know Christmas sweaters are not that awesome.
They're hipster now, though.
Yeah. So
that's how
to me they look kind of gay.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a sweater.
Well, it's a gay on purpose look, right?
Yeah, but to me, sweater is gay apparel.
Isn't that what a hipster is being gay on purpose? Like the old nerd on purpose?
I guess so. They like stuff because it's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's retro, mm-hmm. which means old, but still cool to me. I don't know. Yeah. There's a difference between a hipster liking something because they're a hipster and something being retro, I think. But I don't know.
I don't know. I think, to me, gay has lost a lot of its power.
Me too.
You know? I don't know.
Well, because everything's gay. People call...
If I wanted to insult somebody in that way, I'd probably call them a faggot over just calling them gay.
Right, but if you're talking about something that happened to you on a video game, you say, that was gay. I just died.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with homosexuals at all.
It doesn't.
Nope. But people get mad.
It doesn't conjure up an image of gay people in my head when I say it.
My good friend Max Brockman, who's a comic in Eugene, he has a little thing he talks about. He says, my friend came up the other day to me and said, I think gay people are weird. And he said, why do you think that? And he goes, I don't really know. It's just they creep me out. And he said, well, I think that's a weird reason or a gay reason.
Mm-hmm. But what
it's
if he
kind of
what
funny
if
to think about.
What if somebody he didn't know they were gay and they didn't freak him out? And then he found out they were gay. Would they suddenly freak him out?
Maybe.
Because that'd be
depends on the person, I guess.
Yeah. Hmm. Then it would be only the gay factor. The gay factory.
I sure did.
Is that a store? You should.
No,
open
it's our
that
new
up.
Sponsor. Brought to you by the Gay Factory, and where we make homosexuals.
Yeah.
Do stuff for us. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But there were some people that were upset about the gay thing being switched, and Hallmark said that they did not want to offend anybody. Some people said that they will not be buying their cards there anymore at Hallmark because of the fact that they took the gay out of Christmas. That's stupid.
It is.
Hey, did you hear that Jason Rowe got his car back? They found his car.
Sweet!
Four
with all
blocks.
The stuff in it?
Nope. Totally trashed as well. Four blocks from where it was stolen at the Black Forest.
That sucks.
Like in an alleyway, just like on Seventh Alley, right off Washington.
Yeah.
He's got full coverage, so he'll get all of his drums replaced. But still, that's lame.
It is.
And how
it is
steal a car full of instruments from the Black Forest and then take all the instruments and trash the car? Mm-hmm. I don't see what they gained by that besides whatever money they got from. Well, people are watching Craigslist and the pawn shops locally to see if his drums turn up because they're kind of like... They're not everyday drums that would be coming into a pawn
shop.
That
situation is gay.
It is. And by gay, I mean weird.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunate.
Exactly.
And unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that gay people are unfortunate either. Hey, I recently been getting to edit some videos. I don't know if we were on the air or not, but I made a video called That's Fucking Weird.
That's fucking weird, though, that you made that.
It's called Fucking Weird with Terry Guile. It's a new web series. It's going to be a series of 30-second videos. There's one up right now. You go to Domesticide. Just type in Domesticide on YouTube, and that's my channel, and it'll take you there. Mike took a hard drive out of a broken laptop and cleared it off. I've been using that for an external because I got this weird cord that I bought off of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome. It's only got 74 gigs, but you can buy a broken laptop for like $10.
Yeah?
For $100, you get like...
Is it an umbilical cord? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Okay.
Baby. I don't know. It was connected to my wife's stomach. It might have been. I'm not too sure. But anyway, my point being, it's from a Dell, but you take it out, and it says Western Digital on the hard drive.
Western Digital is a hard drive. They make components for computers.
Do you think Dell uses Western Digital, or do they? They must?
Maybe.
They must.
They might, if they're cheaper, sure, why not?
So, Dell.
You probably have to pay like a $300 upgrade. I got a Hewlett Packard.
So I got a Dell laptop that's about 6 or 7 years old.
Does it come preloaded with all our songs?
Maybe. I don't know. But lately, people have been getting the new Latitude 6430U Ultrabook. Problem with those is they smell like cat urine fresh out of the box. People have been complaining to the Round Rock, Texas establishment. That's where Dell is based. And one guy on their Facebook said that he sent his laptop back 5 times, and every time it smelled like cat piss.
Just there's coming a reasonable from the reason for that, though.
From the keyboard. They said they have remedied the problem, and no more cat piss smelling laptops will be shipped out.
Well, you know what happens if you got a big warehouse like that? You're going to have rats. And so you got to have, like, cats in the warehouse, you know?
And so
like,
they're shitting in the plastic before it gets...
No, they just piss on there. On,
oh, piss,
you know,
right.
They just climb around and they eat the rats around in the warehouse.
And then they pissed on all the keyboards?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's,
maybe they keep all the keyboards in one area and that's kind of like the cat's piss corner.
So they're like typing away and then like, man, I don't even have a cat. And I think that my keyboard's been pissed on. But, you know, those are pretty expensive, those Latitude Ultrabooks. They're super thin, 6430U. It smells like cat piss, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Some people get warehouse snakes where they just get snakes in there to eat all the and take care of all the mice.
They were doing that in the 2005s back
they,
then.
Yeah, they end up taking care of the cats, too, though, is the problem.
Yeah, but then your keyboard smells like snake shit. That's what mine smells like. Can't get that smell out of there. Excuse me. Hey, I've got some pizza in my belly, so I'm going to talk about it real quick because I forgot. Pizza
all
now.
Right.
They're ready when you are.
They are.
That's all you got to say. I had to wait 4 minutes,
they're
but that's not a big deal.
You are.
We gave them a break today, and we got a lesser expensive pizza, so
yep.
We're going to only
we're trying the hot and ready right out of the oven, man. They're good.
So we're not going to talk about it anymore. All right, next on the show. No, just kidding. They're at,
I have a, okay.
Give them a phone number at least, 928-0900. They're at 1705 Southeast Hill. And for you people who are listening in Canada, it's a long drive, but they're in Albany, Oregon.
Yep. Call them up and say, hey, thanks.
Just say, I can't make it in for pizza, but thanks for doing what you do.
Yep.
And then hang up, and Chris will go, what the fuck? Okay, what do you got?
Did you know that Hello Kitty had a has its own cat? Did you know Hello Kitty has a cat?
I bet my wife might know that. She loves Hello Kitty. She has everything Hello Kitty.
Yep.
Do they have a cat that lives at the what? At the factory? At the Hello Kitty factory?
I don't know. That's didn't know. That's all that I know is that the character of Hello Kitty has its own cat. I got some cartoon.
Do you know when
facts.
Hello Kitty came out?
No.
Longer ago than I thought. And that makes me feel stupid.
1963.
Yep, way sooner than that.
1924.
I think Hello Kitty was born around the time you were.
1976?
Yep.
Bing, I said 63, didn't I, though? And you said it's a lot sooner than that.
Yeah, sooner.
All right, all right.
Not longer ago.
All right.
Right?
Yeah,
all right.
All right,
all right. All right.
Yeah, she was,
like
given
a,
space. She was given a kitten by her father.
What?
Yeah.
Hello Kitty has a father that's not a cat?
I don't know.
Dude, Hello Kitty
know.
Is a kitty.
Should, isn't like you're a cat, though, so having a pet cat is like having
a pet human.
Human.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
It's
I did.
Slavery.
Basic slavery is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Cat slavery.
Yeah, and Hello Kitty, the white
Well, you know, all
slave.
That stuff, all that merchandise is made by little small hands in Korea anyway, where they just got pizza 4 years ago.
Yeah. That's true, where they first got their pizza restaurants.
Did
yeah.
you know that the first Pizza Hut was an actual hut there?
What?
It was an actual sod hut.
Wow.
Pizza Hut.
You know, back before Pizza Hut, they had Pizza TP.
Welcome to Pizza Village. Okay, here's a quick question for you.
All right.
If you had the choice to just choose 3 numbers for your lottery.
A.
Okay.
Ding, ding, all ding, right.
ding. Okay, next question.
If no. You,
if you had the choice to play a lottery that was just 3 numbers, what number would you always pick?
666.
Well, duh.
Or 420.
Oh, That's what he would say.
Or
she would probably say 666.
Or
I would say 666. Well, check this out. I don't want to hear no more numbers right now.
Aura.
Is your aura dirty or clean?
Aura.
Okay. Connecticut lottery officials said more than 1,500 people won prize money by playing the number 666 on last week's prize. Play 3 night drawing.
Wow, that's good information, because then now I will never pick like popular numbers like that again.
Why?
Because then you know when it comes up, so there will be so many winners.
Yeah, but the payouts range from $25 to $2,500. Since the Play Night 3 game began, 666 has been drawn as a winner a total of 9 times.
Wow.
And the last combination being picked on March
20th. Is that good luck?
I guess. It's, for Satan, it is.
Wouldn't you feel like you every time it hit, you'd be like, well, I just sold my soul for $30,000.
For $2,500. It's always fun and exciting when a triple single digit is drawn because so many people are particularly fond of playing these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess other people might do 222.
What's the odds of that? About 10 times 10 times 10?
1 in 666. I don't know. I'm lying right now. Making up stuff. But yeah.
There's 1,000 possible combinations, right? And in
999, actually.
But then you'd have 000.
Oh. Right.
And there's only 10 spots where they're all three the same.
All right.
So you got 10 divided by 1,000. 1 in 100.
Okay.
A triple digit number would come up 3 times a year.
Wow. 3 times a year?
3.65, right?
Yeah, that works. Look, I got a paper.
Dude, it's thunder rolling outside. Garth,
I normally
Brooks
don't
style.
Use paper, but I was having a...
A fit?
I was having a bad time, yeah.
A pencil fit?
Well, it's a pen, but... You might have heard about this, and I know that you used to be a fan of deep-fried foods, like... Odd, like a deep-fried Oreo you gave me once, I think.
Yeah, I like a deep-fried Oreo. I haven't made them in a few years.
Well, check out what they just unveiled at a restaurant in Philadelphia, the deep-fried Twinkie Burger. 2 deep-fried Twinkies on the top and the bottom for the bun. And
right,
then a big, fat burger with cheese and bacon. And so then you got, like, Twinkie bun with
I'd
cream.
Almost rather a Canadian bacon on that. But
really?
Yeah.
What would be the difference? Does that
well,
augment
just because
the,
it's the like a
whipped cream better?
A little circle.
I've been eating my peanut butter burgers every once in a while still.
Peanut butter and cheese?
No. Well, I would be if I had cheese. I've eaten peanut butter and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You eat them on crackers sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Cheese crackers
so
with peanut
you make
butter.
A sandwich and it's
No, what
all
I
good,
do
right?
is I make a hamburger and instead of putting like mustard and mayonnaise on it, I put peanut butter on the bun.
Right on. I support that because you're not using mustard.
I like mustard. I will lick mustard off of a knife.
Would you mix mustard and peanut butter into one delicious condiment?
I'll try anything once. We had leftover Hershey's Kisses and a jar of peanut butter, so I was making my own homemade fucking peanut butter cups.
Would you dip a Hershey's Kiss in mustard?
On a dare and eat it?
Why does it have to be on a dare? Don't you like both things?
Yeah, but... Not that well together, probably.
Right.
I don't know. I like chocolate and cheese together.
Mm-hmm. That's a good. Delicious combo.
And I would have never even thought of it until I heard of that Ween album.
I know. A nice cheddar with a nice Hershey
And what I used to
square.
Do, I used to take slices of what we talked about not really liking that much, the long-departed Velveeta Underground.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Reed's favorite cheese.
Lou Reed.
Velveeta Underground.
I always thought his name was Lou Reed?
Lower Ed.
Yep.
He lives on the Lower Ed side. The Lower Ed side. Okay, I was talking about cheese. Okay, I'd slice Velveeta and put a slice of Velveeta on my chocolate chip cookie.
And then deep fry it.
Nah, I didn't
together.
That was too far long ago. I didn't have a deep fryer then. So yeah, I want to try the deep fried Twinkie burger. But
what would a deep fried slice of cheese taste like?
I don't know. Wouldn't it melt?
Well, you know, you'd freeze it and then batter it.
Like ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
I like deep fried ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
good. We went to a Mexican restaurant in Brownsville. Not Texas either. Brownsville.
Yep.
Because there's lots of Mexican restaurants in Brownsville, Texas.
It's right on the border.
I know. But yeah, this place is called Angelo's, and it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't that great.
Uh-huh.
I had a big fat burrito, and then they brought us out some little dessert, but it was just like whipped cream and strawberry on like a cinnamon toasted.
Yep. Was it dry?
It was okay. It
was it dry, though?
It was dry.
So it was like a desert?
It was a desert. It was from the Serengeti Desert. That's right. So we were in there, and it reminded me of all the time I spent working at Country Coach, which was 8 years because I worked with a lot of Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a bad thing. I was friends with them, and they talk funny. They would like speak Spanglish a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would mostly speak American, but then they would like throw in kind of like we do when we're like, oh, adios, dude. We're talking American and English, and then all of a sudden we just throw one Spanish word in the middle of a sentence. Okay, whatever. So they used to always call
banana is a Spanish word.
Pinche cabrones. You know what pinche cabrones is?
Take a shit?
No. No.
It sounds like pinch a loaf.
It's fucking bastards.
No. Oh.
Mm-hmm. You fucking bastard.
All right.
So pinche,
mm-hmm.
not a loafe. Pinche, like for the slang definition, means damned or fucking. Like,
all right.
Fucking assholes. Or
mm-hmm.
And cabrón is bastard.
Uh-huh.
So there's this place trying to open in Vegas. It's a taco place, and they want to call it Pinche Tacos. Pinche's Tacos. But the mayor and these people are like saying, oh, we don't want you to have that name because it might be construed as fucking tacos. You know, pinche tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a fucking taco. But it turns out that pinche is his grandpa, and it's a family tradition that they want to name the restaurant after their grandpa.
All right,
his
yeah.
His name is Pinche. So what do you think should happen? This is a quiz for Gatch.
What do I think should happen?
Do you think he should be able to be allowed to call it Pinche's Tacos?
It's Vegas, sure.
Yeah.
If you're not allowed to do it in Vegas, where are you going to be allowed to do it?
It's like, come on, let's go get some fucking tacos.
I think he should change the name to Jesus Pinche.
Jesus fucking?
Well, maybe his
father,
maybe it was his grandpappy was Jesus.
Maybe. Pinche cabrón.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Vegas, though.
Yeah.
I think anything goes in Vegas.
That's
Sin
true.
City. You got to have somewhere you can do it. Right?
I thought you were going to start singing AC/DC for a second. Sin City.
Problem child.
No.
No?
Yep, I only had two pieces of pizza. I'm almost ready for another one, but I'm going to not have one yet. I'm going to finish talking. I've had a stuffy nose for the last week, dude. Are you sick or do I have allergies?
I don't know.
You every time I have a cold, Gatch tells me I have allergies.
Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
What am I allergic to? Cats?
Air.
That's unfortunate. Because when you're... all I need is
Well, the
air.
Thing is, though, is that I always thought I had a head cold at the beginning of the season, and then... At some point, I realized it was allergies for like 2 years of taking pills and never getting better for my cold.
Now you're addicted to cold pills, right?
Mm-hmm. A to day will keep anything away.
You want to buy some?
Sure.
I'll get you a good deal on some Sudafed.
Right on, dude.
They're extra strength.
I have to buy those by the case.
Really? Oh, you asked me via text and I did not get back to you because I didn't want to break the law while I was driving, which is a lie because I always do it.
Yeah.
I just figured I'd tell you when I got here. I watched season 3, episode 5.
All right.
And I didn't quite get finished because I was kind of in and out of consciousness. But it's getting more interesting now.
Mm-hmm.
And there, that one dude that's on Walking Dead that got out of prison, he's the one that's being...
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So he... has decided not to be a landscaper and go back in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just like...
And they're also uncovering the fact that D'Angelo was not suicide. It's getting pretty good. I don't know. And I was surprised that Saturday Night Live was talking about The Wire, because hasn't that been off the air for like four years?
Yeah, but everybody says greatest show. When anybody tries to make an argument for greatest show, everybody brings up The Wire.
Like I mentioned it to my dad, and he's like, what channel is that on? Because I've been hearing about that. And I was like, where have you been hearing?
I think it's just now really starting to get into the lexicon of pop culture, I think is what it is.
Well, we've been talking about it before,
mm-hmm.
So really we're pioneers.
Yep. Yeah. It's only like stopped in 2008, I think that's the last season.
That's
not that long
years,
ago.
Man. 5 years.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being
like Cosby Show?
What if you were in prison for 5 years? It's just 2 days, right?
It is.
The day you go in and the day you get out, bro.
And I learned recently that every month in hell is like a year. Nope, 10 years.
Yep. What?
Yep, I learned that on the show Supernatural. That's the new one I've been watching.
Now, I know you already watched the whole series before and you're rewatching it now, but when you originally watched...
If I remember.
Did you see it coming when Daniels got together with that one bitch that was fucking McNulty?
Oh, yeah, she was
saw that coming?
Everywhere. No, I don't know if I saw that coming.
I did not. I forgot that he'd got a divorce, I guess.
Yeah. That did kind of make her seem... Well, she is a lawyer, though, right? Like,
yeah.
She is, like, will
manipulator.
Do anything. Yeah, yeah, you know, and she is pretty cutthroat like that. You know, but it seemed for me, it seemed like she really kind of had thoughts for McNulty, you know?
Yeah.
But,
he seemed a little jealous when he found out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When Daniels told him.
Yeah.
Or did he tell him, or did he... find out.
I
saw the scene where they're talking in the... Oh, spoiler
alert. I think I'm only on episode 3.
Oh, spoiler.
That's fine. I know kind of what happens. I remember those guys being shocked when I saw those two, because they, like, woke up, you know.
Well, she, like, first came on to him. She, like, started feeling him in the crotch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is she doing right now? He has a wife. And then, like, no, he didn't have a wife.
Yeah.
Did that kind of happen between seasons, or what happened?
Because I think so. Because she wanted to go away, didn't she?
Yep. It was a big deal about making the choice between police work and...
And she walked off when they were at the table that one time.
Yep. And Kima is going to probably split up with her lesbian girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you guys aren't watching The Wire, you're probably wondering what the fuck's going on right now on the show. But it should be intriguing to you to watch it. Go watch it.
Should. Omar. What's Omar up to?
Whatever you call it.
A string of bell getting in deeper with the...
Oh, he's clean now. He's running a print shop.
Ah. But he's still part of the whole organization.
Yeah, they got...
But he wants to go, like, legit now that they got all the money,
yeah, but
right?
He's still going to use his money to sell drugs.
Yeah.
He's just not going to touch it.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Yes. And once that's why he was a manager for a while on The Office.
Yep, because he made his way up through the ranks of Baltimore, moved down to Scranton,
mm-hmm.
and became a legitimate office manager for the region. And you guys don't know what we're talking about. So when was the last time you drank beer? That's a long time.
It is.
That's a long
time.
It's
been a while.
You can't even think of how long. Even like for... Just like a beer in a bar, or someone came over, hey, want a beer? I usually say no.
I usually say no, too. I don't know.
They're like, what's your problem?
It's probably been a fucking while.
A fucking while. Well, it's been a fucking while since I've drank beer, too, but some people drink it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like a six-pack a day, and they don't even get drunk?
A six-pack a day, and it's a lot, really, though, if you add it up over a year.
I know. Was it last week we were talking about that comic?
So was a pack of cigarettes, though.
Tell your doctor
or
you have
a pound of bacon.
50 drinks a week and see what he says?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this guy in Georgia, I haven't been able to come up with any crazy Floridian stories or Oregon stories. We've got crazy Georgian, what do you call them? Georgians. Gagorgians.
Peaches.
Crazy peaches.
Mm-hmm.
A Georgia man said he went back into his burning home to save his beer after he made sure his family was safe. He even walks with a cane.
Mm-hmm.
A cane. He made sure that the six adults and two children that lived in his trailer home.
Well,
that's a lot of people. That's eight people in a trailer. That's a little.
If I was going to stand outside and stare at a fire, though, I would want a beer.
That's true. And he told him, get the kids out and everything. And me, myself, being an alcoholic, I'm just trying to get my beer back. I went back into the house like a dummy, and the door.
I'm not even an alcoholic, and that'd be what I
The
do.
Door shut on me because of this backdraft. It was about to kill me. He saved several cans of beer, and the fire was likely caused by a new water heater. But yeah, can you believe it? He's
admitting.
Got to
buy a new water heater.
So what does he do? He goes on the news and says, yeah, since I'm an alcoholic, I just wanted to get my beer back. I was a total dummy.
Well, wouldn't you, if you knew your entire family was safe, though, and you still
had time.
Oh, I'd
go back to my weed. I would.
All right. Well, I was going to say guitars.
No, I would let the guitars burn. I got insurance for that shit. You can't get insurance for weed.
You sure about that?
No, I'm not.
Well, maybe you could be the forefather of weed insurance, dude.
In case you get stolen or burned up?
No, it couldn't cover fire because then people would just burn it and then say that it caught fire. Oh. I was holding a lighter against it and inhaling on the other end.
And it just
burned down.
I invited the whole town over. We had a bonfire. I'm not sure what happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I lost a whole gram in the fire.
I would maybe if you have a medical marijuana card, you might be able to claim I had my 2 months worth of medicine in there burned up.
Mm-hmm.
Compassion Center hooked up with your progressive insurance because you got to be pretty progressive to be tolerant of marijuana and gays.
Right. Why doesn't anybody, you never hear about arranged gay marriage?
Or gay divorces, for that matter.
Well, not yet.
Well, you could have arranged gay marriages because, like we talked about, I think, last week, if you're born gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people might make the choice of life choice, but that means there's gay babies. They might not know it yet, but...
And if the parents know in advance, then they could arrange... The gay marriage.
Maybe they could have some kind of new system to test your brain to see if you're gay right when you come out. Not gay. I don't know. Maybe not. I just heard recently, and I don't want to mention any names, but it was on a podcast that broadcast over the internet, so everybody probably already knows. But a guy that I knew I never thought he was gay.
Ian McKellen.
No, this is a friend.
Like,
I
know. Who didn't know that? Come on, really?
I didn't think of it, but so yeah, he said that he came out to his parents when he was a teenager, and this was way well before I knew him. They lived in a different state, but he said he doesn't think he's gay now.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes to watch gay porn sometimes.
And then he said, "Is this a comedian?"
Yes, but it's a true story. You've heard of the podcast Gorgrets?
Mm-hmm.
Gorgrets.
Mm-hmm.
It was on there, episode 5. Listen to it.
Oh, really? All right.
You might not make it that far, and then once you get to that point, you're like, this is weird. Because someone asked him, why are you watching gay porn if you're not gay? He said, well, come on, sometimes it's enough with all that pussy, my God. I'm like, what, you're not gay or you are? Because I don't know. I couldn't talk to him because I was just listening to a podcast on the internet.
But you were talking along with it?
But I had heard his joke before that said he had to suck 3 dicks before he knew he wasn't gay.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, I thought was just a joke because that's kind of funny, but yeah.
Small sample size.
So he says that he's not.
Make a decision.
He says that he's not, but I think he must be like on the fence. I don't know.
Maybe he was there and then he decided no more.
Well, that's what my question originally.
Yeah.
That, are you gay when you're born, or do you make a decision, or can you go back from being gay, or...
I don't know. Let those who are make that argument.
That's right. This is too serious for our show.
I don't need to be making their arguments for them.
Why not?
Because, I don't know.
You're afraid of the gays?
I'm not going to question whatever they say.
Are you afraid of gays?
If they say they're born that way, I'll say, okay.
And if they say, I just decided one day I'm not going to like girls anymore.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I get it. Why can't it happen either way? Why does it have to be one or the other?
A life choice. Mm-hmm. But how could it be a choice if you're born with it? Too many questions. And next on the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, we're going to talk about something that's not so
serious. Some people are born funny and some people become funny.
Some people really try to be funny and can't. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Speaking of funny, I'm trying to bring that to Albany.
Really?
In a physical form of people talking into microphones on stage in a room with drunk people in it. And I've never heard of a comedy show at Denny's, so I think I'm going to be a... What do you ever call it? Forefather.
You should call it Comedy Pancakes.
I called it the Grand Slam Comedy Show. Denny's Lounge Grand Slam Comedy. And Denny's After Dark was never so funny. Or has never been so funny or something.
What about, or you could call it Comedy Over My Hammy. Isn't that one of their dishes?
Moods Over Comedy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but I guess they have karaoke there every Friday, and Josh is just going to cancel karaoke for one Friday and see how it works. His boss was into it.
You could still bring the karaoke guy in and have him do, like, play the music in the background. You could go up there and go.
No, then they'd have to pay both. They'd have to pay the karaoke. Yeah,
that'd be true.
I'm hoping that he'll at least give me some money to pay gas for out-of-town comics to come, because I don't know any comics in Albany except for you, and you're not very active as a comic except for on the internet.
Yeah.
I only know one other comic from Albany, and he's kind of a dick. And I don't mind saying Dan Paul Schaefer.
What about over in Corvallis, right? You got...
Dan Kral Schaefer.
Yep, he could pedal on over.
Yeah. And there's Michael Cunningham, who I found out is a famous person.
Wow.
But not him. He has the same name as another famous person.
Hmm.
Do you know who Michael Cunningham is?
It's
Richie's cousin.
Is it really?
Nope. Totally isn't.
What about Randall Cunningham?
Sounds familiar, but I don't know.
All right.
Who is he?
He's a sports guy.
Ah, Michael Cunningham was a sports guy or an artist. I can't remember which. Those are really close together, too, by the way.
Did you know Tweety Bird was a male?
No. Are you sure?
I'm positive. His name is Orson. That was his original name.
Well, he's just a baby. That's
Orson
what
Bird.
Like. Wow. I just found out. I've talked about that show called Wow Wow Wubsy.
Yeah.
Yep. That show? Okay.
You've been watching the new Teletubbies.
I finally found out that he is indeed a he. And I kept calling him a she just in conversation to my godson. I was like, oh, look what she did. Then I said, is it a she or a he? And he's like, he's a boy. And I was like, well, he talks like a girl, and he's yellow and weird-looking, and I couldn't tell if he was a boy or a girl.
This is SpongeBob.
Yep. And then finally it said on the intro song, it says what something about him. He does this, and he does that. And I was like, oh, he is a he.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a friend named Widget that's a she.
Maybe he changes.
Maybe sex changes.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it, though. It's a crazy show. It's almost as crazy as Uncle Grandpa, which is a weird incest title.
Mm-hmm.
For a kid's show.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
But they have a band and stuff, too.
Do you know who Huey, Dewey, and Louise, they live with their uncle? You know that, right?
Uncle Lewis?
No, they live with Uncle Donald.
Donald Lewis, right?
Donald Lewis. No, Donald Duck.
Oh, I thought, I know he's a duck, but I thought his last name was Lewis. And one of his sons was Huey. Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis.
Dude, it took you forever to get that. I had to make eye contact with you.
I don't even know what's going on.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie C.K.
Yeah, well, they did a prank and had to go and live with their uncle and then never went home. They put firecrackers under their dad's chair and he ended up in the hospital.
With duck feathers everywhere?
Well, I guess so.
Wow.
Yep, they were sent to stay with their uncle.
That'd be a good tour,
though.
And
then no one ever heard from his parents again.
That's a sad story.
I know.
That makes that one show, is it DuckTales? Does that have Huey, Dewey, and Louie on it?
Well, I think they were earlier than that, but I think that might have had... no, that was some other ones that lived with Scrooge, or was that Huey?
Oh, it was McScrooge.
Yeah.
Duck McScrooge. Was that a show?
No, that was DuckTales.
DuckTales, okay.
With Huey, Scrooge Dewey. McDuck.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the boys.
Because I was kind of a grown-up then, but I still watched cartoons sometimes. Uh-huh.
Well, it was on in the afternoon at like 3, and it had with Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, I think it was on when I worked at the seed warehouse out there on 7 Mile Lane. I don't know, but you know what I thought of would be a great tour? What was that movie with John C. Reilly about the fake country star Dewey?
Dewey Cox.
Yeah, Huey Lewis, Dewey Cox, and Louis C.K. The Huey, Dewey, Louie tour.
Yeah.
You could have Louis C.K. open up with a comedy set and then have some comedy country with Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
And then have Huey Lewis do the real rock headline.
I think, well, why couldn't he do, he should do a reprise of his film.
Hulu? Or Dewey Cox?
Duet. And where he does karaoke up there with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Was it Gwyneth Paltrow?
Wasn't it?
I thought it was Reese Witherspoon.
Nope.
Oh, that was Walk. That was the real. Okay.
Yeah, that was Walk. Okay. Walk Hard.
I'm all fucked up. Don't mind me.
That's
don't
me
mind
too.
Me. I'm trying to drink out of a big bottle, and I'm going to spill it on myself if I'm not careful.
Uh-huh.
You have to cut that silent part out.
Yeah, I just was waiting for you to spill it all over yourself.
Hey, I got a bunch of birthdays today, so say. That's right.
Birthday.
I don't know if anybody remembers this guy, but I met him when I was like, let's see. 8 years old, he was filming the movie The Flood in Brownsville.
Jean Carpenter.
Cameron Mitchell.
Oh, I know that guy.
You do?
No.
He reminds me of Ernest Borgnine, but I don't think he's dead yet.
Ernest?
Ernest is dead, but I don't think Cameron Mitchell is.
Oh.
If he's still alive, he'd be 95 today. Also, you seem to like this actress or actor. I don't know. It must be an actress. Markie Post.
Oh, Marky Post, dude, from fucking Night Court.
Yes, yes.
Dude, so now, oh, yeah, Christine.
Think back about Marky Post. When was Night Court? 1986, 7? 84?
It was, I think it ended in 90.
Right, and it probably ran
late.
Like 6 seasons. 84 to 90.
Maybe even 94. 90, okay, so, but she came on in after the first season.
And she was already like.
She was about 86, and she was probably older, yeah. Yeah, she was probably about at least 36 at that time. So you're talking about 50, I'm going to go 63.
You know your Marky Post, that's exactly how old she is today. Happy birthday, Marky Mark Post.
Yeah. And, did you link up to any picture?
No, but I remember her from some Lifetime movie. She kind of got dirty dishwater blonde hair, right? And not long, kind of short.
Yeah, I think she went on to play in a lot of Lifetime movies.
Almost looked like she could be a lesbian if
and
she wanted
almost
to.
Every, she was a big Lifetime movie name after her Night Court fame.
See, that's where I knew her from was Lifetime, not Night Court. Mm-hmm.
And John Larroquette would always play the stalker.
Really?
No.
That'd be funny.
He probably did, though.
Or Bull.
Bull Shannon. Bull Shannon's awesome.
Okay, more birthdays today. The guitarist from Night Ranger. Why do I mention it? I don't even know.
Jeff, Bull Shannon was in, like,
Jeff Watson.
Predator.
What?
Wasn't he?
I don't
Richard
know.
Richard Mole. Okay, go back.
But Jeff Watson.
Jeff Watson.
From Night Ranger. He's an idiot. I don't know why I mentioned him. This lady's kind of funny, but a lot of people hate her. Kathy Griffin. Do you think she's funny or no? She has a special, like, every 3 months.
She just is.
Why does she have so many specials on?
She's D-list. She's at the top of the D-list and proud of it.
She does, like, a comedy show on Bravo, like, every 3 months.
Yeah.
Where she just, it's weird.
I don't know. She has a good gay community following.
Gay people like her?
Mm-hmm.
She's not gay, though. She talks
No, but she's very open about how she plays what she Kate. That's her big fan base.
Huh. I thought she was a cougar.
She hosts with Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve every year.
He's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, weird gay.
Mm-hmm. I think she used to jab at him about how he was before he even came out.
Wow. I never noticed because I don't ever watch that guy. Also, Karate Kid birthday today, Crossroads guitar player.
Ralph Macchio.
Yep, that's right. And I would never even think that he would ever be this old just because he was always a teenager. He was in that movie called Up the Academy that we were talking about a week or two ago. Tickle your ass with a feather. Turn the punch bowl.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Flames, can you shut the door for me?
Who you talking to?
Thanks, man.
Is it starting to rain outside?
No.
Are you
I spotted the landlord.
Oh, is he going to knock on the door?
No.
Oh, good. Is he going to evict us?
No.
Oh, good. All right.
I just don't like looking at his mug.
Ralph Macchio, 52.
Wow.
He's not a Karate Kid anymore.
When was the Karate Kid? 84?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
86, 87?
I think he was like 16.
16.
I think, 52.
16, isn't that a Kiss song?
Yeah, Christine 16. Did you watch Kiss on Access TV, which was Kiss TV?
Over no, but was it sponsored by Cherry Dr. Pepper?
Oh, no. It wasn't.
All right.
But it was stupid, dude. I hated it.
Oh.
They had like a whole night of... Judas Priest was cool. They played British Steel in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few extra songs at the end. And then they had Iron Maiden, which is like a 2.5 hour concert, which was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, we've got Kiss coming up. And you know who they sandwiched in between all those legends?
John Mayer.
Almost would have been better. Fucking Papa Roach.
Mm-hmm.
What is Papa Roach doing in there with Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and Kiss? It's unacceptable.
You're asking.
It makes me
want
to cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Now, is he saying he wants to cut his life into many pieces or in two pieces?
Two.
In two pieces.
Yeah.
All right. So he's not saying
he wants a divorce from his wife.
He's not saying cut my life into pieces. He's saying in two pieces.
That's what you said.
So he just wants split personalities, is all.
No, he wants a divorce. Cut my wife in two pieces.
Oh, is that what's going on?
This is my last divorce. Suffocation, no breeding.
All right. Don't want that comedy song next week on YouTube.
Okay. Steal our ideas. We don't care. I'll put it on. That's fucking weird. Also, Wayne Static. You know that guy?
Yeah, from Static X
your
with
neighbor,
the hair.
Your neighbor had a big crush on that guy for a while.
It was because of the
crush.
Hair.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Lance Thill from Victims of Internal
K. I know,
K.
Yeah.
He met Wayne Static and thought, why? And Lance never had hair that went.
Not anymore.
He never did. Well, in a picture when he was...
No, I'm saying that, you know. I'm saying that he likes hair now that he's
can't
kind
have
of shy
any?
On it.
Okay. All right. Well, Wayne Static has a lot of it. And apparently maybe that's why his hair stands up because of all the static. I never thought of that till just now.
Whoa!
Had you?
Nope.
Like he rubbed a balloon on it and just went... Whoosh.
I think that's how he gets it to there.
With balloons?
Mm-hmm. He just takes a big balloon hat.
He's older than me.
Really?
I never thought he'd be... I thought he
83.
Was yep. 83 today. Wayne Static.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. He's 48. And also from Ron Ferris's favorite band.
Godsmack?
No, I just got a text from Pat. The last transmission I heard from Pat Wambacher was at the fucking drive-in.
Alice in Chains?
No, at the drive-in.
Oh.
Cedric Bixler Zagzula. Cedric Bixler Zavola.
43. 39. All right.
Anyway, he's the singer from At the Drive-In, uh-huh. and Ron always says that that chick sounds gay.
How's
but
he,
it's a guy, so that's Ron. That's Ron's
how's
joke.
What drive-in are we talking about?
The Midway.
That one's not around anymore, is it?
No.
How's
there are
he
none.
Still there?
He's not.
All right.
He was. At the Drive-In, broke up. Also, last birthday today, a friend, journalist, local writer for the newspaper. He's done a couple stories on me. Follow him on Twitter, at fryness.com. No, there's no .com. At Fryness. FryNess. Corey Fry.
Mm.
No, Corey Fry.
Is he a Fryness monster?
More or less. Yes.
Mm. All right.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Yeah, happy birthday, Corey.
That was way too many birthdays on. Today's National Waiting for the Barbarians Day.
Hmm.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Waiting for the Barbarians. Are they coming back?
They are. Just ask me. You know what's coming back? The Barbarians.
All right.
I'm waiting for them today.
You know what's coming back? The Goldbergs. They got picked up for a whole season.
The wrestler?
No, the Goldbergs. That show with Jeff...
Goldberg?
No, sir. It's not Jeff Goldberg.
It's the Goldblooms.
It's Jeff...
Jeff Goldblum.
No, it's Jeff Goldberg.
Jeff Fat fucking cock.
Yeah.
Fat fuck.
Mm-hmm. That's the guy I'm talking about.
Garland. Yep, we said it together. You should listen to his podcast.
No.
Why? He's got plenty of people
on
it.
To say no.
I don't like, the only thing I don't like about
it. He's got
it,
three people on it?
No. It's just him and whoever his guest is. It's filmed in front of
a live
audience.
I didn't know
what
he said, I guess.
Oh, I said you should listen to his podcast, and you said no, and I said why, and then...
And then I thought you said there's three people on it.
Nope. If I said that, I didn't...
All right, I'm just as lost as me.
Well, it's good, though, except do you like podcasts that are recorded in front of a live audience?
Maybe that's what you said.
It's kind of bothersome.
Yeah, I've listened
audience,
to some.
They clap
like
and stuff.
Doug Benson's movies and Doug Henson's Muppets.
Both of those recorded in front of live audiences.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
and then you had
nerve-wracking.
Yeah. I don't know. I would listen to it. I would imagine it's probably, you know, worth listening
he's
to.
He's pretty funny, man.
Yeah.
Did you see Marilyn Manson on Talking Dead?
No.
After Walking Dead, Talking Dead. They had Marilyn Manson and Jack Osbourne with the executive producer lady.
Oh, no, I didn't watch Talking Dead.
With Hardwick. You don't like him, do you?
I just didn't watch it this week.
Well,
sometimes
anyway,
just the Walking Dead episode is enough Walking Dead for me. I don't need to hear
Marilyn Manson
celebrities
made
talk
an
about
awesome
it.
Observation that I never noticed until he said it. That Carol from The Walking Dead. He said every time he sees her, he just thinks of Jamie Lee Curtis from the Activia commercials. That's good, isn't it?
That is pretty funny. But
what do you think about her burning up those bodies? Did you watch it?
Yeah. I don't know. She just burned them up.
That dude from The Wire is going to kill her.
Why'd she burn them up?
Because they were
Who gives a fuck? If they're infected and she burned them up, why has anybody got a problem with it?
Because he loved her, man. And she wasn't really sick, he didn't think. She hadn't been bit.
Well, he's going to have to come to terms with that himself.
Well, if he wasn't selling drugs in Baltimore 4 years ago, he wouldn't have this problem. He fucking moved to Atlanta and became a zombie killer.
Mm-hmm. The Wire takes place right after, or The Walking Dead takes place right after The Wire.
Yeah, that's where D'Angelo and whatever that guy's name is.
Well, D'Angelo was already dead in The Wire, though.
But, I mean,
he should have came back as a zombie.
That would
in
be
The Walking
awesome.
Dead. They need reoccurring zombie roles,
with,
don't
like,
you think?
Ligature marks on his neck
mm-hmm.
and a bruise on his back.
Yeah, they should have reoccurring zombie roles on there.
They do, don't they? Once they kill him, they're dead.
Yeah, but you don't have, like, hey, there's zombie Boris over there. He's always doing this or whatever, you know?
Zombie Boris.
Yeah, he's always over there trying to barbecue at the pit or something.
Old zombie Wimpy, he's always trying to get a fucking cheeseburger for me on Tuesday.
That'd be a great episode if they just followed one zombie around and what he just likes to go and do.
I will gladly play you on Tuesday for brains today. I wonder if Hans watches any of those stupid shows. Like Walking Dead or Breaking Bad or...
He watches only...
those shows that start with a word that says ing in the beginning.
What's
and then
that cartoon?
Brickleberry?
The regular show.
Adventure Time.
And Adventure Time.
Yeah, but those aren't really... Those are kids shows, really.
I know.
Kinda,
still,
I mean, not
those
really.
Those are good, though. I like
they
them.
Are. They are. They're fun. What? He listens to a lot of kids' records. CD player. Find out now and we'll find out later. Hans's CD player. It's always something cool because you know he's an asshole. Oh, I'm just kidding, Hans. We haven't been able to practice lately because of one thing or another. Last week, let's see, I'll blame it on Lance. The week before that, I'll blame it on Hans.
And before the week before that, blame it on the rain.
It was because the car wash was leaking. We could blame it on the rain. Okay, Hans is listening to today a band that I do not know because that's what he does usually on Mondays. Zyklon! The fuck is that?
It's a dishwater detergent.
And who are these people that spell the word of with a fucking V? You seen that? All these black metal and like Norse...
It bothers me.
Gothic, Norway something.
It bothers me.
World of Worms.
Oh. Reminds me of an old... English eye puzzle.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What's an English eye puzzle?
It was a paragraph, and you would have to read it and say how many F's were in there.
Fuck.
And there was like three of the words were of, and...
But were they with V's?
No, they were with F's. But as you read it, you would read it as a V, so you would skip that and counting the F. And it was just a weird little mind trick. The mind would skip over it because it sounded like a V.
Weird. World of Worms.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Zyklon's from a different country. Every time I find a band that he's listening to that I don't know about, I always say, oh, I should have Googled that or Wikipedia'd that to find out who they are. Hans, why don't you call our hotline and tell us who Zyklon is?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a move from a wrestler.
To me, as I look at the word Zyklon, it's Z-Y-K-L-O-N. It looks like something from fucking Star Wars or something.
Oh, okay.
Like a Zyklon is some big...
Like it's a Klingon.
It could be a Klingon space mobile from mm-hmm. Zyke. Mm-hmm. Zyklon.
Yep. Zyke.
That's what aliens say to each other when they're just fucking with each other. They're like, Zyke. And I was listening to some satanic music, even though I don't worship the devil anymore. Deicide's Legion, which starts out with a song, Satan spawned the cacodemon. Hmm. What's a cacodemon?
It's a cacodemon, right? He's
African American demon?
No, he's the lord of cocoa.
Cacoda.
And things that are chocolate.
It's caco.
Mm-hmm. Cacao?
No, caco. I didn't say cacao.
Cacao.
I'm all, it's caco, and you're like mm-hmm. the whale? Satan spawned the whale demon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but that's one of Ron's favorite albums, I believe. Why can't we get Ron on the show?
I don't know. It would be the Ron show.
I've heard him talk before. He can talk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's what we do here is just talk.
Talk.
He does say yeah for answers a lot, though, so that's kind of dangerous when you get someone on the show to interview and they say yeah.
Yeah.
Just to answer.
Yeah.
Like, hey, have you ever done this? And they'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
What happened when you did that? Yeah. Why? Yeah. I don't know.
You know, there was a comedian one time. His name was Aretino. That was his name, Aretino.
That's the first name?
I don't know. This is way back in the day.
Are you making stuff up?
Yes, but no.
Why?
I'm not making it up. It's Aretino.
Is that one word? Or is that like his first name was Era and his last name was...
And that was just his name was Aretino. This was back in the day of like Aristotle maybe and stuff like that.
Like Gallagher?
Mm-hmm.
Just one name?
Yeah. He liked to tell dirty jokes.
Okay.
Naughty stories. And one day he told one that was so funny that... He laughed and laughed and laughed until he collapsed backwards in his chair and he died as he hit the ground. He laughed to death.
So he should be considered the funniest comedian ever in life. Mm-hmm. Ever
well,
in the world.
That's only if you're laughing at your own jokes, though.
Why does it matter?
It proves that laughing at your own jokes could be fatal.
Sometimes other comics want to kill you, too, when you laugh at your own jokes.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of comics lately that do kind of laugh on stage after they tell a punchline, but I think it's more effective if you keep a straight face. When you say
something on the joke or the style of the joke.
When you say something to somebody that they are totally not, you know, like it takes them by surprise, like a punchline, and they wouldn't even think you're going to go there, to mm-hmm. keep a straight face I think is more effective because you're just like, I don't know.
That's true. Why are you laughing at your own joke when it's probably prepared material, though?
Oh, you've told it to yourself and others.
Yeah, you shouldn't
times.
Still be that's disingenuine.
Yeah, it's like, hey, do homeless people get knock-knock jokes? I don't know if that's that funny anymore, but every time I tell it when other people haven't heard it, I always get a laugh. So sometimes I have to wait 5 seconds
mm-hmm.
and go like this.
Or 10 minutes.
Because they don't have a door, and it doesn't make any sound when mm-hmm. you... Hey, open your cardboard box, dude. We're going to go down to the mission and get some free bread.
That's like the guy who took the car door to the desert so that if it gets too hot, they could roll the window down.
He was a Polak.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy had a dash, car dash. That way he could just turn on the air conditioner.
Yep.
Hilarious. Okay, we're about... Dude, something's wrong with the tape. We're going to wrap this up is what I was going to try to say. Have you listened to Fabulous Thunderbirds lately?
Every day, dude.
How did I out you on that without knowing?
I don't know.
So your favorite guitarist is Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Jimmy.
I thought you weren't going to... Jimmy Ray Vaughan?
Jimmy Vaughan.
What were you talking about a week or two about Ray Vaughan?
Ray Vaughan?
Wasn't that someone's name?
Ray Vaughan?
What were you saying? Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan? I don't know any Ray Vaughans.
I'm not bringing back any memories.
Oh, isn't that Jimmy Ray Vaughan or Stevie Ray Vaughan Martin?
Ray Vaughan.
Isn't that what it is?
Trayvon.
That's no, right. It's Stevie Ray Vaughan Martin.
Stevie Trayvon Martin. He got killed by a overzealous racist who hates black people because they make him feel uncomfortable in his own neighborhood.
He got shot by someone that wasn't well trained to do his job.
Trayvon?
I don't know. If his cops going around just shooting people dead, they're not doing their job.
Yeah, they're for justice, right?
I mean, it seems like you could clip him in the shoulder and it'd be just be as effective as take someone down.
Yeah, I just saw that on The Wire, as a matter of fact, or some show. The guy was going to kill himself. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it was some show my dad was watching with black people in it. I get confused because they all look the same. It was The Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington, which I've never seen, but my dad was watching it when I went down there, and apparently he was going to kill the president, and then he was going to kill himself, and then they shot him in the shoulder, and then he didn't kill himself, and then he had to live and face the charges. But
Denzel Washington can't die in a movie. It's a clause in his contract.
He had a chip in his head, though. Oh, really? I don't doubt it because he never does.
I don't know.
Has he ever died in a movie?
No. They tried to put him up in a plane to see if they could kill him, but that didn't even work.
He could fly that fucker upside down drinking a Budweiser.
With Coke. Wasn't he on Coke, too?
I don't know.
You didn't watch it.
No, I haven't. What's it called? Flight?
Yep.
All right. The Power of Flight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That brings to an end this Monday edition of the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. We'll be back on Wednesday, and I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen. Something different. I know that. I'm going to blow my nose for the next 24 hours and try to clear it up a little bit. I got a stuffed nose.
It'd be weird if you could continuously just blow out your nose.
You'd have to have another, valve on your lung.
You would, or just have, an oxygen tank putting air into your mouth.
Oh, like one of those sleep apnea machines.
Yeah.
It just sucks the mucus out of your nose.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I need it right now, dude. I don't know if I'm allergic to you or what.
Maybe you are.
I think I need to smoke more weed and eat a deep-fried Twinkie burger. It's not over.
No?
Are you marking stuff off on your paper?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I do.
We'll see you guys on hump day.
Ah! Rock on.
A little metal. Hey, thanks for fucking up my whole program. No. This is the plug section of the podcast. Third time's a charm. We got lots of good shows coming up that you should go see. I'm going to cover comedy first. Every second Friday of the month at Cornucopia in Eugene, 5th and Pearl, it's Pantsless Comedy. Or as I've seen listed in the paper, Comedy Without Pants. Which I don't know. I've done that show and I had my pants on, so I don't know what the deal is. It's a free show hosted by Mike McGowan, who seems to bring down some good talent from Portland and other areas, even gets out of staters once in a while. So check that out every second Friday of the month. Every Wednesday of every week and every Thursday of every week, you got open mics in Eugene. Wednesdays at the Tiny Tavern. That's at 3rd and Blair in Eugene. And then the Green Room, 7th and Willamette. So plenty of opportunities for you to go out and try out your hand at open mic comedy if that's your thing. I suggest you try it. Then there's the last Saturday of every month. They have a couple showcases. One is a clean comedy show, Bleepin' Funny, where the comics bleep themselves so you don't have to. That's at Sam Bond's Garage. It's usually an early show, about 6 o'clock. It's free. It's usually hosted by Leanne Joshua. I usually will do a set there. I'm going to try to do a 30-minute clean set within the next couple months. So come and see me try not to cuss. That's funny in itself. Also, last Saturday of every month at like 9:30, Comedy as Advertised. It's a showcase at the Granary just down the street from Cornucopia. It's on 5th, I believe. Yeah, right by the 5th Street Public Market, and that's hosted by Seth Milstein. All right, music shows coming up November 8th. We got the 30-pound test CD release show at Sub-Zero in Corvallis. That's 126 4th Avenue. Bikini will be playing, and Summer Soundtrack will be playing. It's $5 at the door. What else about that show? Oh, it's 18 and over, you know, instead of 21 and over. If you're 18, you can get in. If you're 21, you can drink alcohol, and you can see some good bands and buy a new CD. All available November 8th. That's a Friday coming up. And also, if you're not in Corvallis and you're in Eugene that night, you should go to Diablo's, because it's going to be like the last heavy metal hard rock show there as Diablo's, because they have lost their lease. So Glad Handler, I Am Ruin, Dirt Nap, and Purpose of Silence will be playing there on the 8th. I suggest you go check that out. More shows coming up. Monster Magnet at the Hawthorne Theater on Sunday, November 24th. We just got our tickets for that. I'm pretty stoked. You should do that, too. Suicidal's coming to the Wonder Ballroom on December 3rd. And the 9th, High on Fire's playing at the Hawthorne Theater. What else do we got? Pearl Jam's at the Rose Garden. That's too big of a place for me to go and enjoy a show, but you might want to go there. It's November 29th. December 7th, it's Wehrmacht, Toe Tag, World of Lies, and Spawn at Slabtown, which is a bar in Portland. Go online to check it out. Toe Tag will be playing classic Accused songs, which you don't see that often. And especially to see them playing with Wehrmacht, so that will be a great show. November 26th, Morbid Angel will be playing at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering will be opening the show. Most of the good metal shows are coming to the Hawthorne Theater, so I love that place. I almost forgot about this. November 9th, it's a Saturday, it's the 8th Annual Northwest Women's Comedy Festival at the Wildest Theater in Springfield. About 15 female comics will be doing that show. Also, DRI coming to Portland on January 17th. And newly added to the list is December 6th, the Grand Slam Comedy Show at the Denny's Lounge. That's right, in Albany. Details to come. I believe the first show will be December 6th. It will feature myself and Seth Milstein and Mac Chase. I believe Dustin will be hosting that show, so it'll probably be free, something like that. Stay tuned for more details. Thanks for listening, you guys. And when you get back from going to all these shows, you can listen to our podcast at tagcastpodcast.com.